If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Man, you crafting crew, y'all are crazy, man. Anyone out there listening that does a junk journal? This isn't a thing, right? No one out there does this. 314-531-9898 if you do a junk journal. I'm sure you do not because no one does this. I should be careful with my words because last week on the show, I was teasing AB that I felt like she was an 80-year-old woman because she hangs out at Michael's all the time. And I'm like, the only people that go to Michael's are like 80-year-old women. And who are you talking to? And Michaels.
The literal like 80-year-old version of me.
I was right, guys. But man, you should have seen the people come up to me. Oh, Brett, what you say? I go to Michaels. I'm not 80. I literally had random people at grocery stores. I'd be like grocery shopping. Someone come up to me. I go to Michaels all the time. I'm like, what?
People take crafting very seriously.
Like, what are you talking about? You go to Michaels? I don't know who you are. Thank you.
There were like death threats coming in on the text
line. There were.
I was like, I loved the support. Right. Not messing around.
But then your friend who is not 80, she does a junk journal. And I'm like, AB, your friend's crazy too. No one does junk journals.
She has gotten so into junking.
What is a junker?
Like,
what is a junker?
Yeah.
So basically, it's like a scrapbook. But you don't buy anything for it because scrapbooks can get really expensive. You're like finding trash and like you put receipts in it. And it started a couple months ago. And especially with one of our friends is getting married. So she's been collecting everything. Like my friend, we had our little engagement party. So there's stuff like, oh, this was on top of the cake. She took it. She took like a napkin that had like Elizabeth and Parker, you know, are in love that said it on that. The napkins in this book. So when we were at Disney, she was going up to everybody being like, do you guys have stickers? And then when they would say no, she was finding literal trash off the floor. Like off the ground at Disney to put in her journal.
Why do people want trash? Are they Oscar the Grouch? Like, what is going on?
It actually turns out really cute. I had sent Hannah some pictures, so we'll put them on our Instagram story. But like, I mean, it's really cute. I do understand it.
I think it's way more sentimental than like a OG scrapbook.
She found random people's old
napkin. Physical items, though, that were like a part of your life in some way. I love the idea of this. I'm not a crafter myself, but I might start junk journaling.
This is something that
she's the only person on the planet.
I cannot let myself get into this because it has overtaken her life. Like everywhere she looks, she's picking up trash and putting it in her purse.
Oh, she's really helping the Earth. Yeah. Like, really helping the Earth Day, man. She's like Mother Nature.
It almost sounds like
a problem. Yeah,
yes,
yeah, I would agree, Kevin.
Yeah. She's going to become a hoarder. I mean, that's really. I mean, what it sounds like.
Yes, I have to keep her in check.
This isn't a thing, though. Is this a thing? Is this like popular now? Like people are doing these junk journals. Does anyone out there listening do this? And are crazy. I'm careful because now then people might get mad at me.
I don't even know why you would put yourself in that position.
You do a junk journal or you've never heard of this before. What is it? 314-531-9898. We are still commercial free. We're looking for any other junk journalers out there.
We are commercial free on the Brett Maga Show, and we're trying to find out if AB's friend needs to be locked up or anything because she does something called junk journaling.
She's just collecting trash from the floor of Disney World.
That's not a thing.
Putting them in her purse and scrapbooking it.
That's not a thing. Do people do junk journaling? Anyone out there listening that actually does something like this, 314-531-9898. For me, this sounds like it's not a real thing. Like, this isn't a real hobby. You just recycle. like this isn't a thing where people collect this stuff. Nikki, you do this junk journaling thing?
I mean, I didn't know there was a name for it, but I definitely have small pieces of different, like, movie stubs, tickets from hockey games, or pieces of, like, plastic toys or anything from dates for my first marriage. Right now, just pretty much doing pictures with my new relationship, but I could definitely, like,
you relate?
Get little things.
Well, I think this is a great idea.
Why is it a great idea? Why? What do you get from this? Why do you like it so much, Nikki?
Well, because I have a small box. I just go through it and I remember that day or that event with my significant other, and it's something to relive, especially if you're maybe not going to have all your memories when you're older.
All right.
It's kind of a level up from just pictures.
Well, yeah, and I also think, like, sometimes Michael's or Joann's or whatever store, they're not going to have, like, stickers or something that's going to fit, like, your exact event or situation. So I think having, like, your own personal items in a book is way more sentimental.
I guess. I just don't want to keep, like,
I don't want, like, a generic, you know, hockey puck sticker from Michael's. I want, like, the actual ticket from the Blues game.
Okay, I don't want, like, an old used napkin in a junk journal. Like, oh, here's the Kleenex that my wife...
Molly really likes that.
Right? Like, oh, here's
That'll
the...
really get the memory it's flowing.
It's still got the snot
idea.
On there. Like, do you remember when you blew your nose when we were out to dinner? Like, oh, here's the old
She's
can.
She's into that. Yeah.
Like, that's crazy to me. But, man, crafting is the next level. I realize one thing. Just don't mess with crafters.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.